Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Elizabeth Peake, columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business, to comment on the mysteries of the recession. Recession? That's right. We've been promised a recession, to my mind, since about 1918, but really just since 2022. It's not here. Not technically, not actually, not physically here. There is a recession to note in Germany. There is a recession to note or imminently in the United Kingdom, but not in the U.S. Liz, a very good evening to you. Now that we can't find the recession, I look to Bloomberg to guide us in this murky time. Home prices in U.S. recover further as buyers battle for tight supply of listings. Subhead, Miami, Chicago, and Atlanta post the biggest year-over-year gains. 2022 was rough on existing home and on new home. Very rough. Prices dropping, mortgage costs rising. But now we have this momentary glimmer on the front of Bloomberg. Does this mean the recession that didn't arrive is still not arriving, is never going to arrive? Can we interpret this small trail sign? Good evening to you, Liz.
Good evening, John. It is a puzzle, as you would say. There are a lot of signs that the economy is holding up very well. There's no question about it. Certainly housing starts surprised everybody by being strong. And people are kind of scurrying around trying to figure out how can that be when mortgage rates have gone up so much. And the answer is mortgage rates have gone up so much that people don't want to sell their homes. Why is that? Because they often have a mortgage. They're sitting on a mortgage at 2 or 3%. And they know if they refinance, if they buy a bigger home or whatever, they're going to have to pay a walloping bigger number to get that done. So there is a stagnation in the existing home market, which is causing a lot of new building, because after all, there is demand. There are new families being formed and so forth. So housing is sort of a funny place right now. Definitely, you had residential housing going down for about 8 months. But the answer is all of a sudden, there is some increase in prices and in housing starts. So maybe the worst of the housing recession is behind us. You also had recently just today, maybe very strong capital goods shipments, which was up 3% in May. So there are indications that the second quarter is going to be stronger than people thought. It's, you know, I think the consensus estimate's probably around 1.5-2%. Maybe it's going to be 2%. But John, the indications or the thought is still the case that there is reason to be concerned about a recession in the out months. That is to say, maybe the third, fourth quarters of this year, first quarter, we'll see a downturn. Why? For the same reasons that everybody has been looking at that for some time. Leading indicators have been going down for many months. There is also the case that credit is tightening. That's something that Jay Powell is watching very carefully. Has the collapse of three big banks in the earlier in April cause banks to become much more skittish about new lending? Yes. And is that credit, which is showing up in things like auto dealers, likely to constrain growth? Yes. So that's something that people are watching for. Also, don't forget that monetary tightening, as Jay Powell has said, and everybody knows, takes a year to a year and a half to take effect. So we are just now beginning to see the impact from monetary tightening. And it isn't just higher rates. Remember, too, that the balance sheet of the U.S. central bank and central banks around the world is shrinking pretty dramatically, more dramatically, actually, than we've seen in decades. So no one is quite sure what to make of that. Certainly, it has helped inflation. Inflation is coming down. There's no doubt about it. But generally speaking, it also leads to a downturn in the economy. So I think we're not out of the woods. I think people are going to still be looking as I say, the third, fourth quarters of this year and first quarter, expecting possibly a downturn. You're seeing that in Germany. They've had two down quarters in a row. And other European countries are also looking at slowdowns. I don't think we're exempt from that. So I think what's really hard for investors who have pushed stock prices up quite a bit this year now is we're now sort of in this waiting game. And it feels like we've been there forever where, yes, inflation data is better. Does that convince the Fed to raise rates at the next meeting? Does it mean that they're going to pause again? Honestly, there's an awful lot of unknowns. And I think also the Fed is pretty buffaloed about, what their next step should be.
The puzzle is the Fed is now comported with a historical piece that I read recently about a stop and start Fed. That is, it raises rates for a time, then it pauses, and then it raises rates again, almost in a catch-up mode, but certainly responding to the data. That would be the worst of both sides, bullish and bearish, correct, Liz? That would leave everybody with their cash in their pockets unsure where to go.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mean. I mean, it's sort of a tortuous month-to-month estimation of what's really happening. You know, if you take a step back, what really happened is we had this terrible COVID experience, which occasioned a gigantic amount of government spending and excess money supply. And ultimately, both of those things have to contract somewhat. The Bank of International Settlements put out a piece a couple of days ago saying to central banks around the world and to governments around the world, you have to stop spending. I mean, you know, there's just been too much money flowing out into the economy. We're not supposed to talk about that in the United States because, Democrats don't want to hear it. But there's too much government spending. And so there's kind of forces at work, if you sort of look at the big picture, that definitely should lead to a contraction in the economy. You've got to get some reduction in government spending. You've got to get some money supply out of the system and kind of go back to the trend line where we were. The question is, will that be done gradually and, yes, in a tortured way, or are we going to have a sharp recession at some point where the decks are cleared and then you can move on? I almost think investors would like the latter because at least there you know what to do. What is happening, John, which is kind of positive from the point of view of businesses and responding to all this, you've seen a real upturn in deal activity recently. Private equity firms are active again. There's acquisition activity taking place. That's positive because you can't just have the business community just sort of on hold. That doesn't work very well. Now, whether that's because I think it certainly is partly because stock prices have gone up. If public values go up, then private values presumably are higher as well. So there's a little bit more activity right now. But man, it's a real damper on growth. Growth is not going to be 3 or 4% anytime soon. I mean, we're in a sort of stagflation period where growth's around 1%, maybe 2 in this quarter, almost surely not that high next quarter. And inflation is certainly lower, but it's not 2%. It's probably 3 to 4%.
We've got a stealthy bull on the market too, Liz, sometimes called a skinny bull, in which not a handful, but several handfuls of stock are advancing. Yeah. Sometimes associated with AI, sometimes associated with AI and EV. The question is, are those to be sold off in the event that there is alarm? Or are we looking at a market that's going to follow the big stuff up? You're not supposed to be able to tell, but I remember this wall of worry. How is the wall of worry doing, Liz? If it-
yeah, I mean, it's still there. And it means that people are trying to seek out companies that have growth independent of the economy. That's obviously the safest bet, right? If you can find companies, NVIDIA was the darling of the AI group, they can grow kind of whether the economy is expanding or contracting. That's the best place to be in a period of uncertainty like this. The problem is then the valuations get to the point where it's almost impossible for the earnings growth of that company to fulfill expectations of investors anytime soon. So it either has to broaden out, and it began to do that. We had better results from more groups of stocks, But I think honestly, the market is concerned about earnings. We've been in an earnings recession. I think earnings are still not going to be great. And, you know, there's division of opinion about whether analysts have brought down their earnings estimates commensurate with the reality of where the economy is right now. I don't think you chase stocks at this point, but, you know, that's really outside my purview. I don't dish out investment advice. If I were good at that, I'd be doing something else probably for a living.
Let's go to politics. You do that wonderfully. The visit by the Secretary of State to China lays out a course ahead for the U.S. administration right now about how to deal with China. The magic word is de-risking when we come back. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Walsh.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARD MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.